Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Sun as thought patterns in all nakshatras, Aries rising. Sun in Ashwini nakshatra, first house. As an Aries ascendant, with the sun in Ashwini nakshatra in the first house, your thought patterns are focused on swift action, pioneering ideas, and a sense of urgency to lead and initiate. Ashwini's fast-paced, energetic influence enhances your natural Aries drive, making you eager to take on new projects and embrace challenges head-on. You are constantly seeking fresh beginnings and innovative solutions, with thoughts often revolving around self-motivation, personal growth, and quick progress. Hash sun in Bharani nakshatra, first house. With the sun in Bharani nakshatra in the first house, your Aries ascendant brings a bold, intense edge to your thoughts on life's dualities and personal resilience. Bharani's transformative energy urges you to dive deep into life's complexities, often thinking about themes of responsibility, birth, and rebirth. You are drawn to understanding your own limits and pushing beyond them, making your mind focused on self-discipline, personal power, and enduring through challenges. Sun in Kritika Nakshatra, second house. As an Aries ascendant with the sun in Kritika Nakshatra in the second house, your thoughts are inclined toward precision, clarity, and financial independence. Kritika's sharp and discerning energy emphasizes your Aries need for autonomy and control, especially in matters of self-worth and material security. You often think about ways to assert your independence through financial stability and value self-expression that is direct and powerful. Your thoughts are centered on building resources that reflect your drive and resilience. Hash sun in Rohini nakshatra, second house. With the sun in Rohini nakshatra in the second house, your Aries ascendant qualities blend with Rohini's creative and nurturing energy, shaping thought patterns around building comfort and security. You have a desire to establish a stable foundation, both financially and emotionally, valuing beauty and abundance. Your thoughts are often on how to cultivate resources that reflect your independent spirit, blending your ambition with a desire for material success that feels fulfilling and meaningful. Sun in Mrigashira Nakshatra, third house. As an Aries ascendant with the sun in Mrigashira Nakshatra in the third house, your thought patterns are curious, explorative, and communicative. Mrigashira's inquisitive energy merges with your Aries drive, making you eager to seek knowledge and learn through direct experiences. You are drawn to exploring new ideas, thinking about how to express yourself authentically, and using communication as a way to connect and lead. Your thoughts are often on networking, sharing ideas, and making an impact through your voice. Sun in Ardra Nakshatra, third house. With the sun in Ardra Nakshatra in the third house, your Aries qualities meet Ardra's transformative and intense energy, shaping thought patterns that are focused on intellectual depth and emotional resilience. You may think about overcoming obstacles through knowledge and self-reflection, seeking ways to communicate powerfully and authentically. Ardra's influence makes you introspective, often thinking about how to bring about change through understanding life's complexities. Sun in Punarvasu Nakshatra, fourth house. As an Aries ascendant with the sun in Punarvasu Nakshatra in the fourth house, your thought patterns are inclined toward home, security, and a return to inner stability. Punarvasu's renewing energy encourages you to think about how to create a balanced home environment that supports your independence and ambition. You may often think about how to cultivate inner peace and emotional strength, using your Aries drive to protect and nurture your personal life. Your mind is focused on establishing a secure foundation, valuing family and emotional support systems that enhance resilience. Sun in Pushya Nakshatra, fourth house. With the sun in Pushya Nakshatra in the fourth house, your Aries ascendant merges with Pushya's nurturing and disciplined energy, leading you to focus on creating a stable home life and emotional foundation. Pushya encourages you to be patient and caring, often thinking about how to support those you love while maintaining personal strength. your thoughts revolve around blending your leadership qualities with compassion, seeking a harmonious environment that fosters both independence and connection. Family and personal roots play a significant role in your self-concept, guiding your drive to build a supportive base. Sun in Ashlesha Nakshatra, fifth house. As an Aries ascendant with the Sun in Ashlesha Nakshatra in the fifth house, your thought patterns are introspective and analytical, with a focus on creativity and personal expression. Ashlesha's intuitive and strategic energy enhances your Aries traits, making you think about how to use your creativity to achieve your goals. You may be drawn to hidden or subtle aspects of expression, often contemplating how to harness your influence effectively. Your thoughts revolve around self-expression that taps into your hidden strengths, valuing intellectual depth, creativity, and the power of subtlety. Sun in Magha Nakshatra, fifth house. With the Sun in Magha Nakshatra in the fifth house, your Aries ascendant qualities of leadership and pride are amplified, as Magha brings a sense of ancestral connection and legacy. You may often think about making a mark in the world, drawing on your Aries ambition to create something meaningful and lasting. Your thoughts center on self-expression, honor, and personal power, aiming to lead and inspire others through your unique talents and vision. Magha's influence makes you reflective of heritage and tradition, driving you to express yourself in ways that carry weight and dignity. Sun in Purva Falguni Nakshatra, fifth house. As an Aries ascendant with the Sun in Purva Falguni Nakshatra in the fifth house, your thought patterns are infused with a love for pleasure, creativity, and self-expression. Purva Falguni's joyful and artistic energy blends with your Aries drive, making you think about how to bring beauty, relaxation, and enjoyment into your life and creative endeavors. You may often contemplate ways to share joy and warmth through your work, valuing self-expression that is both bold and harmonious. Your mind is drawn to creativity that delights, driven by a desire for personal satisfaction and social engagement. Sun in Uttara Falguni Nakshatra, sixth house. With the Sun in Uttara Falguni Nakshatra in the sixth house, your Aries qualities combine with Uttara Falguni's commitment to service and stability. You may often think about how to establish a routine that allows you to lead effectively and with integrity. Your thoughts center on organizing your work life in a way that reflects your values, focusing on dedication, reliability, and creating a lasting impact in your career. Sun in Hasta Nakshatra, sixth house. As an Aries ascendant with the Sun in Hasta Nakshatra in the sixth house, your thought patterns revolve around practical solutions, skill development, and work ethics. Hasta's clever and adaptable energy enhances your Aries drive, making you think about how to approach daily tasks with efficiency and resourcefulness. You may often consider ways to improve your work environment and methods, valuing skillful expression and control. Your mind is focused on mastery and effectiveness in the workplace, driven by a desire to handle challenges with agility and precision. Sun in Chitra Nakshatra, seventh house. With the Sun in Chitra Nakshatra in the seventh house, your Aries qualities of individuality and assertiveness blend with Chitra's creative and refined energy, shaping thought patterns around beauty, balance, and harmonious relationships. You may often think about how to build partnerships that are inspiring and mutually respectful, valuing relationships that bring out your best qualities. Chitra's influence adds a touch of elegance and creativity to your thoughts, making you focus on forming connections where both parties shine. Your mind is often on achieving equilibrium in partnerships, valuing relationships that enhance both inner and outer beauty. Sun in Swati Nakshatra, seventh house. As an Aries ascendant with the Sun in Swati Nakshatra in the seventh house, your thought patterns are driven by Swati's independent and adaptable energy, particularly in relationships and partnerships. Swati's influence encourages you to think about freedom within relationships, valuing balance and autonomy. You are often drawn to thoughts on how to build partnerships that respect individuality and support personal growth. Your mind is centered on harmonious, respectful connections, valuing independence within relationships, and recognizing the importance of mutual support without constraint. Sun in Vishakha Nakshatra, seventh house. With the Sun in Vishaka Nakshatra in the seventh house, your Aries traits of determination and goal orientation meet Vishaka's ambitious and focused energy, creating thought patterns that emphasize commitment and perseverance in partnerships. You may often think about how to achieve mutual goals with a partner, valuing relationships that foster both personal and shared growth. Vishaka's influence makes you determined to succeed together, often thinking about how to direct partnership energies towards significant achievements. Your thoughts are centered on building alliances with a shared vision, valuing dedication, and long-term partnership goals. Sun in Anuradha Nakshatra, 8th house. As an Aries ascendant with the Sun in Anuradha Nakshatra in the 8th house, your thought patterns are focused on loyalty, resilience, and transformation, particularly in shared resources and emotional connections. Anuradha's devoted and harmonious energy encourages you to think about how to foster trust and loyalty in deep connections, valuing commitment in relationships. You often contemplate the importance of supportive bonds and personal transformation through partnerships. Your mind is drawn to building enduring and transformative relationships, valuing the power of trust and shared growth. Sun in Jyeshtha Nakshatra, 8th house. With the Sun in Jyeshtha Nakshatra in the 8th house, your Aries qualities align with Jyeshtha's intense and protective energy, leading to thought patterns focused on personal power, transformation, and emotional resilience. You may often think about how to assert your influence within close relationships, valuing strength and wisdom. Jyeshtha's influence makes you reflective about how to handle emotional and financial challenges, often thinking about asserting control in challenging situations. Your thoughts are centered on achieving mastery in the realm of shared resources and emotional depth, valuing resilience and the ability to navigate life's complexities with strength. Sun in Mula Nakshatra, 9th house. As an Aries ascendant with the Sun in Mula Nakshatra in the 9th house, your thought patterns are shaped by Mula's deep, inquisitive, and transformative energy, especially in areas related to beliefs, higher knowledge, and spirituality. Mula's investigative nature encourages you to think about the roots of your beliefs and the truths behind life's mysteries. You are drawn to questions of purpose and understanding, often exploring philosophical concepts with a desire to uncover the core essence. Your mind is focused on transformative wisdom, valuing knowledge that allows you to reconstruct your worldview and find personal freedom. Sun in Purva Ashada Nakshatra, 9th house. With the Sun in Purva Ashada Nakshatra in the 9th house, your Aries qualities of ambition and self-confidence are enhanced by Purva Ashada's victorious and optimistic energy. This placement drives you to think about expanding your horizons and achieving greatness in areas of wisdom, spirituality, and higher learning. You often contemplate how to bring your visions to life and assert your beliefs with conviction. Purva Ashada's influence encourages you to think about the power of optimism and enthusiasm, making your mind focused on success in both intellectual and philosophical pursuits, valuing resilience and a winning mindset. Sun in Uttara Ashada Nakshatra, 10th house. As an Aries ascendant with the Sun in Uttara Ashada Nakshatra in the 10th house, your thought patterns are focused on leadership, ambition, and lasting success. Uttara Ashada's steady, goal-oriented energy amplifies your Aries drive, making you think about how to achieve recognition and create a meaningful legacy in your career. You are drawn to ideas of responsibility and commitment, often contemplating ways to contribute to society in a way that has lasting impact. Your mind is centered on setting and achieving high standards, valuing determination, honor, and sustained effort in reaching your goals. Sun in Shravana Nakshatra, 10th house. With the Sun in Shravana Nakshatra in the 10th house, your Aries ascendant's assertiveness is balanced by Shravana's thoughtful and observant energy. Shravana encourages you to approach your career with an open mind and a listening ear, often contemplating how to understand and communicate effectively with others. You think about how to make an impact in a way that is both insightful and respectful, valuing wisdom and attentiveness in your professional journey. Your thoughts are centered on achieving a reputation for integrity and understanding, seeking to lead with knowledge and empathy. Sun in Dhanishta Nakshatra, 11th house. As an Aries ascendant with the Sun in Dhanishta Nakshatra in the 11th house, Your thought patterns are influenced by Dhanishta's ambitious and rhythmic energy, particularly in areas related to social networks, aspirations, and group achievements. Dhanishta encourages you to think about how to harmonize your personal drive with collective goals, valuing friendships and alliances that support your ambitions. You often contemplate how to use your leadership qualities within a community context, focusing on achieving success alongside like-minded individuals. Your thoughts are centered on collaboration and shared goals, valuing the power of unity and coordinated efforts. Sun in Shatabhisha Nakshatra, 11th house. With the Sun in Shatabhisha Nakshatra in the 11th house, your Aries qualities of independence and innovation blend with Shatabhisha's mysterious and healing energy, influencing your thoughts on social connections and larger aspirations. Shatabhisha encourages you to think about how to bring transformation and healing into group dynamics, often contemplating ways to contribute uniquely to society. Your mind is drawn to unconventional and independent paths, valuing friendships that respect individuality and offer opportunities for growth. Your thoughts are centered on achieving aspirations that align with healing and transformation, valuing unique insights and solutions that benefit the collective. Sun in Purva Bhadrapada Nakshatra, 11th house. As an Aries ascendant with the Sun in Purva Bhadrapada Nakshatra in the 11th house, your thought patterns are influenced by Purva Bhadrapada's intense, transformative energy, especially in areas related to friendships, goals, and societal contributions. Purva Bhadrapada encourages you to think deeply about your purpose within a group context and how you can create impactful change. You often contemplate your aspirations with a sense of intensity and vision, driven by a desire to bring wisdom and depth to your social interactions. Your mind is focused on achieving meaningful and transformative goals, valuing connections that foster both personal growth and collective upliftment. Sun in Uttara Bhadrapada Nakshatra, 12th house. With the Sun in Uttara Bhadrapada Nakshatra in the 12th house, your Aries qualities of independence and introspection align with Uttara Bhadrapada's contemplative and patient energy, influencing your thoughts on spirituality, solitude, and inner fulfillment. Uttara Bhadrapada encourages you to explore the depths of your inner world, often contemplating how to find peace and purpose through spiritual practices and reflection. Your thoughts are focused on achieving inner tranquility, valuing self-awareness, and the journey toward personal enlightenment. You may be drawn to thoughts of healing and finding solace in solitude, seeking wisdom that transcends the material world. Sun in Ravati Nakshatra, 12th house. As an Aries ascendant with the Sun in Ravati Nakshatra in the 12th house, your thought patterns are shaped by Ravati's nurturing, compassionate energy, especially in matters related to spirituality, inner peace, and completion. Ravati inspires you to think about finding fulfillment through selflessness and compassion, often contemplating how to support and uplift others on a deeper level. Your thoughts are centered on the pursuit of spiritual wholeness, valuing empathy and connection with the universe. Ravati encourages you to explore realms beyond the material, guiding your mind toward acts of kindness and a serene, harmonious outlook on life.